Ivory Crockett Park. This site was used as a park by the neighborhood children long before the city of Webster Groves annexed it and named it after the track star Ivory Crockett. There was a lily pond here, and neighborhood residents remember that both black and white children played here together. Across from the northern end of the park lived Herbert and Lucy Witt at 912 Bell Avenue. Herbert became St. Louis County's first black licensed electrician. The Witts bought enough land to set up benches and show outdoor movies at their Sky Dome. Lucy made ice cream and other treats to sell. When Herbert converted to Catholicism in 1930, his family opened up their home for catechism classes. Unwelcome at Holy Redeemer Church in Webster Groves, they attended St. Mary Magdalene Church in Brentwood. The family was very tight-knit, and one of the Witts' seven children, Frank, ended up living next door over the electrical shop. Next to the Witts was the firehouse at 916 Bell Avenue, which is now demolished. The north and west sections of North Webster were unincorporated until the 1960s, so the neighbors had to band together to offer their own fire protection. Nine citizens got together in 1939 to form the North Webster Volunteer Firefighters Association. They operated out of Dixon's Garage on Waymire until they had raised enough money to build a new firehouse on Bell Avenue. At the far end of Waymire was the Rainbow Nightclub at 101 West Waymire Avenue, which is now demolished. The club had a jukebox, dance floor, and a bar. With linen tablecloths, it was considered the fanciest of the three nightclubs in North Webster. The owner was Arthur Stewart, a local political leader and chauffeur. During this period, many North Webster residents found employment with the white families in surrounding communities. Turn around and head south on Bell Avenue. From the Sanctified Gospel Temple, head east on East Thornton Avenue. Stop at North Elm Avenue and look to the right.